and Treasurer's Rifle, your office has announced a really neat program. Will you explain to me a little bit about what inspired you guys to start this?
Well, Sarah, you know, this work was really based on Missourians' input directly. Time and time again, we've had Missourians call my office and ask how they can send their unclaimed property claims to charitable organizations. And we sat down and really partnered with those charities and found some way to really use technology to better help connect Missourians and help them support each other.
And how were these 20 charitable organizations that are options chosen?
So these are already in statute on Missourians' tax forms. So we just incorporated that existing statute, those organizations, into our program here.
All right, perfect. And I know this was just announced. Do you have any hopes for how much you'd like to see donated?
Well, what we know is that the power, Sarah, of small investments is huge. And that when Missourians are willing to come together and make small investments in each other, it makes a huge impact. I've seen firsthand how Missourians take care of and support each other in times of need. You know, during my time as state treasurer, I've met Missourians who barely knew each other for a few minutes before a tragedy, form a bond that was deep and lasting. Well, and back to the small investments piece, we know that we have many accounts that are $50 and under. If all of those that have those accounts donated even half of their resources to charity, we'd raise $18 million. So there's a real potential here for Missourians to band together with their unclaimed property and make some small investments. And combined, that's a huge investment for the state, for its citizens.
All right, that's wonderful. And I see in your press release, Missouri is only the second state in the United States to do this.
We are, and we really have a much broader charitable network than the first state that did it also. So, you know, we work hard to make sure that we're doing things efficiently, making government work smarter, and this is just a nice way to make government work smarter by helping our fellow citizens.
And may I ask, what was the first state?
Idaho, I believe.
All right. Now, what are the steps when somebody wants to do this while they're claiming their unclaimed property? How will they donate?
The good news, Sarah, is really the existing infrastructure that we have to return property is already in place. So the best way is to visit showmemoney.com. You can check to see if you have unclaimed property. And then online, if you're eligible to do an online claim, you can do this entire process online without a single piece of paper. You can choose the charity. You can choose multiple charities. So it really is a simple process. And then for those that still need to do paper forms, again, the paper form we have in place incorporates these choices into it and allows Missourians to be able to make that contribution.
And may I ask, if you were going to choose a charity, who would you pick?
You know, we have 20 really, really deserving charities here, so I would never pick one. But I can tell you, you know, when we look at the work that we've done in this office on behalf of veterans and children, I think there's some really great opportunities to be able to make impacts on those populations.
All right. Well, Treasurer's Rifle, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should touch on?
No. Visit showmemoney.com.